This ARRW-FM podcast was brought to you with the support of New Zealand On Air. Thanks for listening to this ARRW-FM podcast, brought to you with the support of New Zealand On Air.
Nau mai, haere mai, and welcome to this micro nidra practice to allow you to have a mini break from your daily life. Maybe you just need an after lunch or mid-afternoon pick-me-up. Or maybe you're utterly fed up with all the rain and wish to teletransport yourself somewhere warm and dry. And maybe you haven't had a proper holiday in years and yearn to explore new sights, new smells and tastes. If so, then settle back into your chair, sofa or bed and prepare for liftoff. You might like to pretend that you're actually clicking in your seatbelt and getting ready to drive or hop on a bus or a train, step aboard an ocean liner, or even fly to somewhere completely new to refresh your jaded palate. Taking the time to settle in and maybe tucking your blanket around your body, reclining your travel seat, and taking your time to feel comfortable in your nidra nest. Relishing that delicious feeling that you've managed to pack everything, find your passport, write the house sitter notes, clean the house, and you can finally relax and feel that thrill of starting your holiday. And how even more delicious to not have to do any of that and simply just lie down and let your mind take you on the mini break of your dreams. In this land, the weather can be exactly as you choose. Your shoes go with everything, and you can go to precisely wherever you want to go and do exactly as you please. So feeling the weight of your head just starting to release down into your headrest. Maybe you've got one of those funny inflatable travel pillows as well. And making a big sigh out as you release and relax into holiday mode. Feeling the weight of your shoulders and your upper arms and all that they've been carrying, just starting to let down into the support beneath you. Your elbows and forearms, your wrists and your hands, just wherever they happen to be resting, settling down. And maybe it feels comfy to close your eyes now. Perhaps you have one of those eye shades on. Or if you prefer, you can keep your eyes open and softly gaze at the changing scenery as you set off on your trip. Feeling into the back of your body, settling down a little deeper into your support. And in the magical land of Yoga Nidra, everybody has first-class tickets with super comfy seats. Can you feel the full length of your spine being cradled and supported? Cradled down in between your shoulder blades and in your middle back. Cradled through your lumbar region and your sacrum, all held and supported. And can you feel the cushioning of your buttocks and your pelvis so that your whole back can just sigh out into the start of your journey? Feeling your buttocks relax down into the support beneath and feeling that your thighs, your knees, your calves, your heels, your ankles, and your feet have all the space they need. There is no cattle class here in Yoga Nidra land. And feeling into your toes, and maybe they're all soft and relaxed, and you can feel the space between the toes, or maybe you have those snuggly travel socks on and they feel all cozy. And then feeling that sense of relaxing into your holiday and move up the front of your body, the tops of your feet, your shins, your kneecaps, your thighs and your pubic bones, all softening and relaxing. Your pelvis and your belly, your solar plexus and your ribs, your sternum and chest, your collarbones and your throat, all releasing and relaxing down to the support beneath you. And your jaw is maybe starting to soften. Maybe you can feel the space between your upper teeth and your lower teeth. And maybe your tongue is just relaxing down into the floor of your mouth as there is nothing you need to be saying right now. Relaxing into the space around your ears and starting to welcome all the sounds that surround you. Sounds to your north, your south, your east and your west. Sounds perhaps below you and above you. Sounds both far away and those right close by. All the sounds are welcome, and they can all just become a part of your nidra landscape. And then letting your attention come to your nostrils. Can you feel the air swirling around your nostrils? Can you feel it swirling through your nostrils and maybe even in your throat? Can you feel your breath moving in and out of your body so effortlessly? And in this transition space to your destination, maybe you can simply welcome each breath in and release deeply with each breath out. With each breath out, feeling your neck and your shoulders release. And with your next breath out, feeling your hips and your buttocks release. And then with your next breath out, feeling all the muscles in your face and your jaw release. Your breath flowing in and out so effortlessly. And maybe just noticing all the little turning points in your breath. When does your inhalation become an exhalation? And when does that exhalation become an inhalation? Embracing these little transition points like tiny micro pauses, savoring each part of your breathing cycle. And then just allowing your attention to come to settle into your heart space and welcoming all that you find here in the space of your heart. Every sensation, every thought, every feeling is so welcome here. And could you take just a tiny moment to listen to your heart's true desire? And you're welcome to stay here in your heart space. Or the invitation is to let your attention come all the way up to the crown of your head. And here you are. You've arrived at your destination and you're now free to roam. And perhaps you're somewhere warm and tropical. Maybe there are soft, warm breezes caressing your arms. Maybe you can smell tropical fruits ripening and maybe there's frangipani on this breeze. Or maybe you're somewhere familiar, a much loved local holiday destination. Maybe you're on some sort of pilgrimage, visiting all the sacred landmarks of this body that you inhabit. And so the invitation is to allow your attention to rest here. And simply bask in your senses. Maybe you're happy staying here, reading books by the pool. Or you might like to move your awareness around the sacred landscape of your body. You may like to anoint each place with holy oil or scatter some rose petals. Or even just feel the light of your conscious awareness rest in each spot. So perhaps we're taking a little dicky tour, setting out from the high mountain pass all the way down into the deep cave at the space between your eyebrows. Following down some little steps all the way down, all the little steps all the way down over the bridge of your nose and the tip of your nose, and then down and over your lips, all the way down and over your chin, all the way down into that little nook there in between your collarbones. And just settling here for a moment and choosing, do I go left or do I go right? There are so many pathways to choose between. And perhaps heading off down through the mountain pass, all the way down over your right shoulder, all the way down through your right elbow and your right wrist. Tootling down the little steps down through your right hand to visit your thumb, your first finger, middle finger, ring finger and little finger. Drinking in all the sights, taking all the photos, smelling the fresh air. And then retracing your steps back through your wrist, elbow and shoulder, and coming back to the little dip there in between your collarbones, and just getting your breath back from climbing all those steps. And then setting off to see what's happening over this side here on your left shoulder. Following down this path, down through your left shoulder, your left elbow, your left wrist. Taking the little winding path all the way down and over the tip of your left thumb and your first finger and your middle finger and your ring finger and your little finger. And just taking all the photos. Sniffing the air, drinking in the sights. And retracing your steps all the way back through your wrist, your elbow, your shoulder. And coming all the way back to catch your breath once again. Perhaps there's a little seat there on that dip in between your collarbones. And once you've got your breath back, taking the main pathway now, the main pathway all the way down this high mountain pass, all the way down into the chamber of your heart. And taking a little side step into the right side of your chest, coming back to the chamber of your heart. And then the little pathway to the left side of your chest, and coming all the way back into the center of your heart. And following down this main pathway all the way down to your belly, all the way down into your pelvis, and making a choice here, once again, do I take the path on the right or do I take the path on the left? Choosing whichever you like, I'm going to take the path on the right today, settling off all the way down through the right hip, the right knee, right ankle, and coming down the tiny little steps that lead all the way down to the shoreline, feeling the sea, all the little waves washing in against your big toe, your second toe, third and fourth and little toe, and climbing back up the steps, all the way into the ankle, the knee, the hip, coming back to the pelvis. And looking out across the left side, and what little beautiful bays could you find if you go down these steps? Wandering down the little steps along the cliff path, down through the left hip, the knee, and the ankle. Teeny tiny little pathways all the way down through your left big toe and second toe, third and fourth and little toe. Feeling the waves lapping at your toes, cooling your toes. Maybe even feeling the freshness of the sea breeze in between your toes. And when you feel you've had enough here, down on this beautiful little beach, you can let your attention slowly wander back up the path, wandering back to your ankle, your knee, your hip, coming all the way back to your pelvis, all the way back to your belly, all the way back to your heart space, all the way back to that little park bench and the nook in between your collarbones, and then heading all the way back up to the top of the mountain and settling in to rest at the third eye. And perhaps this is like the mouth of a cave high in the mountains. And perhaps you can see far and wide all over the landscape of your body. All the sacred landmarks visited and anointed. All the changes in the terrain and the landscape. All the hilltops and valleys, the rivers, the fields. And at the same time, you can feel down through the back of your body, the back of your body here at rest. And feeling the foundation of your body, your bones and your muscles so deeply at rest. The back of your body resting here in the routines and the rhythms of your daily life. And at the same time, you can feel your awareness here at the top of the mountain, like a bird's eye view. And it might be an expansive view of not only how things are, but how they could be. Your dreams, your visions of how your life could be seen here at Whatumanawa, your third eye. And holding these two spaces together, the rhythm and routine of your daily life, and the expansive view of all your life could be. How would that be? And then just letting that go and returning to the space deep in the chamber of your heart and welcoming all that you find here. And could you just listen to your heart? What is your heart's true desire? And you may choose to stay here, resting in paradise, or it may be time to come back to your daily life. And if so, then farewelling the soft breezes, the lapping waves, and all the sights of your magical micro-nidra paradise, and becoming aware of your breath. And perhaps you can hear your breath getting a little louder now. Maybe you can feel your breath moving through your body. And perhaps feeling a sense of homecoming. Of coming back to your home, welcoming all the familiar sounds and smells of your home, and welcome home to yourself, wriggling your toes and your fingers. Welcome home to this beloved body, and perhaps rolling over onto your side now, knowing that your flight has landed, and thanks for traveling with Micronidra Airlines. And please collect all your hand luggage and return to your day. And we look forward to seeing you again. Ka kite and thanks for listening.